99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings. In the morning, when the sun comes rising up.
And keep your votes coming for your favorite Ghostbusters and Love Traps. We're giving you the best of the best. 888-456-9970. All Thursday, of course, is a Love Trap Day. So we'll give you whatever one you vote for. So keep them coming. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Hump Day. Benny and Greg coming to you live. So, you know, I'm here at my home studio. Greg's broadcasting from his house. And we're all on FaceTime at the same time so we could see each other while we're doing this show. And I go into the house for a second, and then during commercials, and I run back in my office. It's detached from the house. And I come in with chips, I bought the entire bag of chips and dip.
Which, by the way, you're the loudest cruncher of all time.
Sorry. So I have chips and queso. As soon as I come back, this guy, Greg, is running full speed on a treadmill. If I already didn't feel horrible about myself, looking like Chewbacca, I'm coming out of this thing and I look like a pear shape, too. You're over there just running nonstop.
Good. I can finally be the skinny one on the show. You can be the fat one. Let's switch.
Yeah, well, we are. Trust me, this is happening right now. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I like to get it in wherever I can fit. You know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, get those steps in. I mean, I still want to get the steps in the morning and get my heart going, and then I have more energy. Look at me. I'm ready to go.
Yes, it is important. I mean, I've at least been doing a daily walk, if nothing more, and I hope you are too, you know, of course, responsibly. But, yeah, get outside, get some fresh air, stretch. We got to make sure we're still keeping our bodies nice and in shape. What?
Did you see where I was walking yesterday, Benny? I sent you a picture of the street that I ended up on.
Oh, I did. What was the name of that street?
Uranus.
Oh, Uranus.
That's a real street?
Yes. You know what? My cross street is Mars, and when you go past Mars, you end up on Uranus. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you a funny story. So yesterday, I was taking a picture of the street name, because I'm juvenile, to send to Benny and to Arthur, and a car was driving by, and a girl who might have been 12 was in the passenger seat. She rolled down the window and screamed, "You're on Uranus." So we're like 12-year-olds, I guess, because.
Well, let's talk about the money. Of course, 18 minutes from now, Secret Sound, we are playing it. You could win the entire jackpot. So we'll give you the first clue of the day and your first guess of the day right at 8:20. But right after this song, we're going to look for caller 9 to play the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds for a nice $1,000. We'll look for caller 9 next on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we go over to Melina in Albany. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, Melina?
I'm doing okay. My stomach is doing jumping jacks right now.
No!
Don't be nervous.
Okay, I'll try not to be.
Well, let's get right into it then. So you know how this works. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. Take a deep breath, Melina, because we will begin now.
Ready, set, go.
What sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
By population, what is the largest city in the United States?
Pass.
Dolores Park can be found in what district in San Francisco?
Pass.
What does the Y in Wi-Fi stand for?
The Y in Wi-Fi. A wireless.
What is the longest river in the world?
The Amazon.
Spell humorous.
H-U-M-E-R-O-U-S.
What political party holds a majority in the Senate?
The Republicans.
What group was Camila Cabello in before going solo?
Fifth Harmony.
Who starred in the title role in 2010's Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
Yes.
All right. We got some that we passed on that we didn't get to go back through, but let's go through them. You did all right, Melina.
Oh, boy.
No, you didn't do bad. Let's go through it. Globetrotters, they play... They play basketball. There are 26 letters in the alphabet. By population, the largest U.S. city is New York City. You'll find Dolores Park in the Mission District, although I think it touches Castro. I might have accepted that as well. Y in Wi-Fi is for wireless. The longest river is the Nile. Humorous, you added an E in the middle. It's an O. The Republicans have the majority in the Senate. Camila Cabello, she was in Fifth Harmony. And Natalie Portman, she was Black Swan.
All right. Not bad, Melina. And here's the good news. You can call us back and play as often as you can get through, okay? And we'll do it again tomorrow at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, stay safe, stay healthy, have a great day. Thank you for listening. And we move from $1,000 to $2,200. That is what is in the Secret Sound Jackpot 820. We're going to give you a clue and let you take a guess to win all the money. Be here, 820.
Let's go.
Caller 9, start dialing, 888-456-9970. We are set to play the Secret Sound, $2,200 in the jackpot. And while you call, we are going to let you know that you need to be a part of the Insider Group if you are not yet. You can sign up at 997now.com. Super easy. Of course, it's free. It's part of our Facebook group, and we give you bonus clues. So additional clues to the ones we give you on the radio. And I'm looking at my clue because I will be delivering it to you this morning at 10:20. So before 10:20, make sure you sign up to become an insider because you're going to get an additional clue.
Yeah, and when you do your additional clue, Benny, I want you to make sure that you give everybody a little preview of what you showed us yesterday, that you think you look like Justin Timberlake now. And so make sure you hold up your Justin Timberlake. But the fact that you have a Justin Timberlake book is beyond me. I don't know why you have that.
I have that book that came out a while back. It's awesome. Okay. It's a coffee table book, and we have it underneath the coffee table.
Yeah, that's for women and gays, not for you.
I live with a woman and a young woman. And,
all right, fine. Yeah, but I feel like you're obsessed with him.
I am. Oh, for sure. Man crush. 100%. JT and Will Smith. I don't know who I would choose. I have a crush on both of them.
Aww. Right. Always bet on black.
Hello, Passenger 57 reference. Okay, let's get... Oh my God. Let's get Wendy in Livermore on. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
We're good. We're off the rails.
All right. I like usual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ain't that the truth? All right, Wendy. Well, here we go. You have a shot to win $2,200. We're going to start by playing you the secret sound, and here that is. Gregory, please give Wendy the clue.
A kind of dancing. A kind of dancing.
All right.
A kind of dance. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's not what I thought it was, but I was going to say taking out tire chains and putting them on your truck or your car.
Certainly sounds like that.
Taking out, your chains and kind of shaking them off sort of thing, like shaking them out when you pull them out of the trunk or what?
Yeah, because you know how the truck ones are really noisy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a thought.
Well, hey, it could be. Producer Art, is that the secret sound for $2,200?
So sad. I'm so sorry.
That's not it, Wendy. I'm so sorry, but
that's okay.
You can call back in 1 hour. We're going to play again.
Okay. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
Have a good
evening to you.
Thanks.
Stay safe out there. And yes, so we throw another $100 in the pot. So $2,300, 920. We play it again on 99.7 now. Dirty on the 30 coming your way here in about 7 minutes. Greg, what you got happening in your world?
Looks like J-Lo and A-Rod's wedding is off, at least for now. It's coming up next in your Dirty.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty
on the 30.
Headlines.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey says he's putting $1 billion with a B of his own money into a new company called Start Small for COVID-19 relief.
Damn, he just upped the game. Oprah, where you at? You donated $10 million and this fool donated $1 billion?
This is pretty amazing. And if the funds outlast the pandemic, the remainder of the funds will go towards girls' health and education and universal basic income.
You know what? I take back every bad thing I've said through the years about Twitter. I might even get an account.
And Dorsey isn't the only one donating, though. A new survey found that 1 in 5 of us Americans have donated to causes that are helping people during the coronavirus pandemic, which is amazing. Every dollar helps. And if you're looking for an organization to donate to, a good start is charitynavigator.org. They break it all down for you. Different organizations and ways that you can donate. And police in Louisiana had to apologize after using the siren from the Purge movies to signal a curfew during the city's quarantine. So police drove around neighborhoods blasting this sound.
So creepy.
And what were they trying to do?
It was to signal the curfew that it's time to go inside.
Go in.
So if you're not familiar with the Purge horror movies, essentially, you know, there's a 12-hour window in these movies that all crime is legal. This sound signals the beginning of the Purge.
Yeah, probably not the best sound to be letting out, saying, hey, everybody, go have fun.
Sassy sport.
From Private Island to Fresno, California, sounds like a vacation gone wrong, but it's actually the UFC's coronavirus plan. Now, you remember yesterday, Dana White was going to take UFC fights to a private island, fly the fighters there on private jets. He was doing this big. Well, now his plan has changed to do it at a Native American casino in Fresno. Man, he really is just like Trump. I mean, the lies, the...
Yeah.
And they're big friends, and they say one thing, and then they do something that's crap.
But how did you go from the island to Fresno? He just didn't get the okay to do the island, or what?
That's what I want to know, and how is he getting the okay to do the thing in Fresno? We'll see if it happens, but he wants to do the event on April the 18th, and then he says he has this thing locked down for 2 months. So I guess he is going to try to make money, because everything's going to be pay-per-view on this. And continue having these fights. It doesn't seem like the safest thing to do. We'll see if California shuts him down, but let's call him Trump Jr. for now. And former baseball star Alex Rodriguez's marriage to J-Lo, it's in a holding pattern, just like the rest of our lives due to coronavirus. J-Lo was on Ellen yesterday and said they have put the brakes on their wedding planning, but they're in good spirits, self-isolating with each other and with their kids. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say, if they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey, he entertained residents at a senior living facility in Texas by hosting a game of virtual bingo.
Oh, I love bingo.
We got an I-24, I-24. Oh, Richard Blunt is waving a hammer up high. We got two winners.
All right. You're either in one of two camps with Matthew. You either love him, like I think you do. I do.
Love him.
Or you think he's a douchebag, which, you know, whatever. But I love him.
And this was so funny that we've got to bring it back. Tracy Morgan was on the Today Show, and he talked about what he's been up to while being quarantined.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining it for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. You know.
So we're role playing a lot now. We're role playing. Yes. She's playing a young maiden. Okay. Her grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. Not mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
Oh my God. You know Hoda is killing whatever producer put him on the air with her.
I love that dude. And Tori Spelling is getting ripped on social media over her latest money-making scheme. So she promoted a virtual meet and greet for 20 fans who get the chance to virtually mingle with her for $95. One person replied,
Of course it's $95, because during a pandemic, we all have money to spare.
Okay, I know people are mad at her for this, but if you don't want to pay it, don't do it. Like, I mean, it's an opportunity to do it or not do it. Like, she's not forcing you.
It's just a bit tone deaf right now. I mean listen, all these other people are doing free concerts, and she's charging. She's Tori Spelling. I mean, she's a C-lister at best.
This is right on brand for her.